This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full service law firm. Visit brandonlegalgroup.com or call 844-4-BLG-4ME anytime for a free consult. 844-4-BLG-4ME, Brandon Legal Group. You need not live nor work nor have your legal issue originate in Brandon to call Brandon Legal Group. Full service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area and proud supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Of course, Todd Wright Tour 21, just a little over a month away. We have been completely sold out. If you would like to be added to the wait list, you can email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Remember to follow me on Facebook. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida, or follow me on Instagram at Todd Wright 2019 for all info involving Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Todd Wright Tour 22 is planned for December 14th, our season finale. That will be at West Chase Golf Club. If you would like to be eligible for the pre-sale for that event, you can also email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com if you haven't previously played in a Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. I pre-sale the events before they go on sale to the public. Thanks to Brandon Legal Group, and thanks to Pin Chasers. Pin Chasers provides prizes of bowling parties and actually certificates for free bowling for you and a guest for all players in Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. The bowling parties they offer me are fantastic. Cyber bowling parties, birthday parties for kids, office parties. I've even convinced Anthony to throw in the customized bowling ball in addition to one of the bowling parties to add to the prize for an upcoming Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. On Labor Day, at any of the three Pin Chasers locations in the Tampa Bay area, 6816 Gale Boulevard in Zephyr Hills, 4847 North Armenia in Tampa, and 5555 West Hillsborough Avenue near the Veterans Expressway, it is the 13th annual Labor Day Marathon at Pin Chasers. So on Labor Day, if you find yourself with time to fill, you want to get out of the heat, you want to get out of the rain, you want to get away from anyone you need to get away from, and you're not sure how long you want to bowl, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., you walk into Pin Chasers, you hand them $12. They will hand you a pair of shoes. They will also hand you a pair of socks if you need socks to go with those shoes. They will assign you a lane, and you can bowl as much as you want, as long as you want, until 9 p.m. Yes, you can walk in the door on Labor Day at Pin Chasers at 9:01 a.m., hand them $12, and bowl for 12 hours. Yep, it's obviously per person, hell of a deal. Visit pinchasers.net for more details, or you can call the North Armenia location at 813-871-2695. Remember, we are also in heavy fantasy football season for drafting. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is also available on all major podcast platforms via joebucksfan.com. If you are a fantasy football player, all of your fantasy info is there for me. Listen to that podcast. Anything I do not cover in the podcast you need me to cover, email me and I will respond. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Here's the good. We just had, for the fourth year of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, we just had our annual draft event at Hooters, our presenting sponsor. We always go to the Tampa store on Hillsborough Avenue. Every year, this has gotten bigger. The first year, we were one big league. This last year, we were two leagues, and Ira Kaufman basically was the focus of the second league, so I could focus on the first league. This year, we added the Moneyball League. I am in this league, and I got the first pick, Saquon Barkley, and no more picks. And I build my team from undrafted free agents, and I'm going to simply try to compete just like everybody else via waivers, trades, players that fall through the cracks, etc., taking risks. So we had three leagues going at one time. We filled roughly 40% of the restaurant with our owners and our guests. And Ty was great, calendar girl. She works the bar at that location every Thursday night. Ira says he's in love with Ty. Get in line, Ira. Not saying I'm in line. Actually, I've been in line for a long time. And for Brooke. And for Camilla, who also waited on all our tables. And then we had to add another table. And Dakota was great. And she waited on the table where Sean Sullivan came out from our friends at Bill Curry Ford. Because he is in Ira Kaufman's Hall of Fame Fantasy League. Overall, the event was... It was great. I mean, Johnny B was there from 102.5 The Bone, Dennis Phillips from ABC Action News, Seth Kushner from Bone Fantasy Live on 102.5 The Bone, and of course, Drew Garabo Live. We had Robert Wright, Todd Wright Tour player, 2017 champion was there, fantasy champion, 2018 champion Bill Eisman was there. Val came out for the first time. She is a very adept fantasy player that I met down at Eats American Grill in South Tampa, talking to my friend Danny one night. Val came out and she drafted. Joe Bucksfan has a team. Bobby Fenton of the Free Stretch was the surrogate for that. Thanks to everybody that came out, except the owners who walked out on their tab. And they were given a chance. Not only did they walk out on their tab, then I sent out a mass email to the league where I know for a fact, because I have all the receipts and have talked to everyone in Hooters management and the server, so I know exactly where they were located, and they walked out on their tab. So I sent a mass email out to everyone in the league saying, now would be the time to come forward, apologize, pay your bill, and nothing more will be said, and we will go forward. The guilty parties did not come forward, so they are out. It's that simple. I have all the evidence I need, and you are not welcome at any more of my events, and you better not go back into Hooters because their store policy is you are banned. Who the hell would do that? I am so tempted to name them. I have their email addresses and their phone numbers, too, and I'll give those to Hooters. But Drew Garabo and one of my friends who's a professor at USF talked me out of the public shaming of them. They should just be ashamed of what they did. They shouldn't have done it in the first place. No excuse. Then I gave them an opportunity to come forward. You know how I also knew it was them? Everyone else in that league reacted to the email about coming forward and told me how much their check was, how much they tipped, gave me information, except the guilty parties. They just think this will go away. Nope, you are busted. Sorry, I thought I put my phone on mute. All right. So other than that, our fantasy draft event was a huge success. Remember, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. And if you need any fantasy football draft info, you can email me. If it is, but listen to the podcast as well. Thank you for listening to this Toddcast. I know Anthony Peroni at Pin Chasers wants me to talk some college football, and I will. Look, I enjoyed that we had a week zero opening game, that the season started a week early, although clearly Florida and Miami weren't ready. It was fun to watch and a horribly played football game. Now, part of college football excitement is the mistakes that are made, because we are talking about anyone from, 17, 18 to, not counting BYU and Utah, 21, 22, 23 years of age. So these are young student athletes, and they're going to make mistakes. But there were so many missed tackles, so many bad passes, so many missed blocks, so many bad penalties. It was laughable by the end of the game. It was a battle of who wanted it less. And Miami wanted it less. And Florida is a better team than Miami. But if you didn't watch the Herbies, which was a separate show on ESPN from College Game Day at Walt Disney World at the Magic Kingdom, and Herb Street working the game with Fowler and the Bear. My pal Chris Felica from my University of Miami days. Bear said Florida is one of those teams that could take a step back this year. And I do also like that as much as Florida Gator fans are enjoying the win, and they should. They've only had two in the last nine against Miami over the last, 30 years or so. You should enjoy the win. You should enjoy college football season. The fact that Felipe Franks, when he did something good, acted kind of like an arrogant prick moments after he did something completely stupid fully illustrates why Gator fans don't like this quarterback. And he will likely be a reason they lose some future games, just as they did in previous years, and perhaps move on to another quarterback at some point. I like Dan Mullen. I think he's the right guy for that job. He's got a very highly paid defensive coordinator, one of the highest paid, not higher than Brett Venables at Clemson, but one of the highest paid defensive coordinators out there. There was some poor tackling on the Florida side, just as there was some poor tackling on the Miami side. Again, very sloppy game. I think Florida deserved to win. I thought going in they would win. And I think at the end, the better team did win. Even when Franks makes the horrible pass late in the game, Miami immediately took a 15-yard penalty on the play, and then on the next play took another 15-yard penalty and moved back 30 yards instead of being in a position to strike and take the lead down four. I do not share the enthusiasm that Miami fans do for the freshman quarterback. I do not believe that over the long haul, I do not see enough like they do to say, oh, yeah, this is clearly the guy. I'm not saying he's not better than Martell. Insert your own Shane Falco replacements reference there. Or Perry, who played some games last year. It seemed to me that Miami's OC severely limited, scripted as much as he could, easy pass plays for that quarterback, and when he needed to make one or two plays downfield or down the middle of the field, and even the touchdown he threw was a deflected ball, he couldn't do it. Now, this doesn't mean he can't grow into the position, but the throws he did make were a little fluky or were easy throws. Also, he needs to get a clock in his head to get rid of the ball. Granted, Florida's defensive line and their looks up front were more than Miami's offensive line could handle. It looked a lot like the Browns' first half against the Bucks in the preseason game a week or so ago. But he also has to take some blame for that, just like Jameis Winston has to take some blame for that in identifying that they have more numbers than you, and if they're going to get in on you quick, you need to know what to do. One more thing as it relates to the Hurricanes, and I've talked to Anthony Peroni, Miami guy, celebrating 60th anniversary at Pin Chasers. Yes, I am a University of Miami alum. I was there during the Catholics versus Convicts years. It was wonderful. I had a very good experience for my years at the University of Miami. It was a cool place to go to college, and it helped set up what was a very nice career for me. Leading into 17-plus years in national radio. I worked on student radio. I was the sports director for WVUM radio. I wrote for the school newspaper with Dan Lebatard and sports editor of the yearbook, you know, all those sorts of college things. But it did set me up very well and made some good friends and saw a lot of pretty girls while I was there. So that said, and stayed out of trouble down there too. So, and that was a different Miami. That Miami wasn't what Miami has become, especially down on South Beach. It was, I mean, there were basically two places to go in South Beach. There was Penrod's Palace and the Clevelander. That was it. Nothing else was there. it's all grown since the Catholics versus convicts era. But I went to, you know, games at the Orange Bowl and national championship games. My grandfather and I went to the 88 Orange Bowl where Jimmy and the Canes beat Barry Switzer in Oklahoma. It was fantastic. So Miami's won 5 national championships, 83, Schnellenberger, 87, Jimmy, 89, Dennis Erickson, 91, Dennis Erickson, and then the reboot of the program under Butch Davis. He leaves for the NFL. Larry Coker slides over with a ton of talent, and Miami wins the national championship in the Rose Bowl over Nebraska, and yeah, I was at that game too. Since then, Miami has not won a national championship. And really, and since joining the ACC, they've only gone to 1 ACC title game, and they got the shit kicked out of them 2 years ago by Clemson. They've never won an ACC championship game. While they have won ACC championships before, there was an ACC championship game. Of course, prior to that, they were in the Big East. Prior to that, they were an independent. There are little things that all of us, that bother all of us, right? Pet peeves, call them what you will. I have mine. I've done one before on the Toddcast about my golf tournaments. I do not run scrambles. I did an entire Toddcast about what a scramble is. A scramble is a charity uses golf to raise as much money as they can and often doesn't give a shit about the golfer experience. They overcharge because the crutch is everything's for charity, you know, and charities, legit ones are fine, but care about the event. Don't use it as a crutch. Those are scrambles because honestly, they don't give a shit. All they care about is how much money they raise. And a lot of stuff falls through the cracks, and they use golf as a vehicle to fundraise, just as they would use streets for a 5K run. I don't run those. I run golf tournaments that care about the golf experience, and I lower the price, and everybody leaves my event with something, and a lot of the things associated with those charity scrambles, I don't do them at my events. Occasionally, do we play a scramble format on the course? Yeah. That's the only time that word comes up, unless someone is talking about the eggs they had that morning, and they didn't have them over easy, over medium, over hard, or sunny side up. Another pet peeve of mine is when people meet me or they find out I went to Miami, and here's what they say. Oh, you went to the U. Here is my response to that. No, I went to Miami. When I went to the University of Miami, nobody called it the U. Nobody. The helmet was the same. And yeah, cool helmet. It has a U on it. Here's the background on that. So when Miami was looking to, and this, I think, it goes back to the beginning of the white helmet with the orange and green U. They looked at how other schools that represented states that began with the letter M, like the University of Maryland is one example, used the M. Almost all the comparisons to those schools, the helmet used the M for the logo. So the thought at Miami was, instead of using the M, let's use the U. Now, there's actually, and you rarely see this, you know how it's an orange half of a U, then a green half of a U. Take those same shapes, kind of flip them over, another orange and another green one, and it forms an M. They never used it on the helmet, but they've used it in other ways. But they never used it on the helmet, so they just put the U on the helmet. But nobody called it the U. Not in 83 when they won the title. Not in 87 when they won the title. Not in 89 when they won the title. Not in 91. And not in 2001. Nobody called it that. That was a marketing campaign from a marketing company hired by the worst president in the history of the University of Miami, Dumb Donna Shalala, the one who killed the Orange Bowl. And they brought back Michael Irvin and started marketing, it's all about the U. And suddenly people were putting their hands together with their thumbs connected, and that's how it started. Okay, successful marketing campaign, yeah. But The Miami Hurricanes have won 5 national titles. The U has won none. Since that term has been used, that program has not won a national title. Now, I know it's not going away. For me to try to get rid of it may be like me trying to get rid of PPR and fantasy football. People understand, but they don't care as much as I do. But no, I didn't go to the U because not a soul was calling it that at the time. And you know what? Football was a lot better when it was just Miami or the University of Miami or the Miami Hurricanes or the Canes than the U and all these people doing the hands things with their thumbs together. It might have helped from a marketing standpoint. It hasn't meant squat from a football standpoint. So don't ever say to me or ask me if I went to the U, because I will jump down your throat and say, no, I went to the University of Miami when they actually won national championships. That said, I hope Manny Diaz does well. Right guy for the job. We were at ESPN at the same time. He started 1 year before me. He left 1 year after I started. We would cross paths in the hallways. I don't intimately know him, but he was there 95 through 97. I started at ESPN in 96. Interesting that he worked his way up, a lot thanks to Chuck Amato, the man, and got to this point, son of the former mayor of Miami, and made the U-turn at the expense of the Temple program. I feel bad for what happened to them and all that. But those are my thoughts off the Florida win against Miami in Orlando. I have no problem with a week zero opening game. Better than anything else that was on TV on Saturday night, even though it was a horribly played football game. But the better team did win. Florida is better. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Pin Chasers. Remember their 13th annual Labor Day Marathon at all 3 locations. Visit pinchasers.net and by Brandon Legal Group. 844-4BLG for me for a free consult or visit brandonlegalgroup.com. Also, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast to know when the next one drops. And don't forget the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast as well, presented by Hooters.